Welcome to the fourth and final edition of the Best Med Wellness segment. It's been so lovely speaking to Dr. Christu and Jared every single week about wellness and how it affects you, particularly as a young person. And I mean, in these COVID times, there has not been a better time to have our experts in studio today. We have UP alumnus Dr. Christu Dupriya, who's also a health and wellness fanatic. And I've also got a question around that for you just now, Dr. Christu. And also joining us is Jared Higgs. Jared is our guru of Best Med products that we have. And he's a business consultant at Best Med. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Dr. Christu, I just have to throw this out there. I mean, our lecturers tell us it's important to study, focus, party as hard as you study. But is there a danger in studying too much? Is that even a thing?
I have to be careful here because I think academic endeavors is always praiseworthy. But let me approach it from a different angle and say the problem if you study a lot is that you tend to sit a lot. And that is the big risk that we need to address. In the last couple of years, we've seen slogans like sitting is the new smoking, and we are sitting ourselves to death. And what we don't realize is that sitting for extended periods of time is a standalone risk factor. In other words, you get up in the morning, you do your 30 minutes or 45 minutes exercise, and then you think you've covered yourself. But if you end up sitting for 8 hours, you still run the risks associated with sitting too much. And that means that you can increase your risk of premature death by 10 to 20%. I would like to quote James Levine, who wrote a book about this, who said, "Sitting is more dangerous than smoking, kills more people than HIV, and is more treacherous than parachuting. We are sitting ourselves to death. This chair is out to kill us." And it is a practical truth that when you sit for around half an hour, you already start slowing your metabolism. After 30 minutes, you have 90% of your metabolism slowing down. And one of the big things is that instead of the cholesterol being carried from your bloodstream to muscles where it can be burned, it stays in the bloodstream and you increase your bad cholesterol levels. And over time, that is one of the things that can get to you and cause heart disease. We also know that it affects your mental health. They've done studies on young men watching TV, and those watching 23 hours or more a week have a much higher chance of developing heart disease than those who maybe watch television only 11 hours per week. So it's more from a sitting perspective that I think just get up every hour for 5 minutes and you will reverse this process.
So there we have it. Studying too much is not a problem. The problem is in the sitting. So maybe also alternate. Maybe take your study notes and go for a walk around the block. That also becomes interesting. Jared, I'd like to bring you in on this one. From a financial perspective, we all know that we as students don't necessarily have the largest amount of disposable income. If I do join a medical aid scheme, let's say Best Med, for example, do I have to worry about high premium increases every year?
Well, medical aids have unfortunately given out a bad reputation to many members with some of the most outrageous increases I've seen. And this actually forces members to go for some cheaper options with less benefit just to avoid having to pay more and more every year. Best Med is the largest self-administered scheme in South Africa, which means we can actually offer more affordable options and provide more benefit to our members due to our history of having some of the lowest increases consecutively for the past 4 years. So I'm actually proud to announce, like it's funny that you asked that question, I'm proud to announce that Best Med has recently announced an increase for 2021, which is not only our lowest increase to date, but one of the lowest increases in the market at a mere 4%. But with a benefit limit increase of 5%, that means you really do get more with Best Med. We understand that there's a massive struggle for many South Africans at the moment, especially due to COVID-19 massively affecting employment and salaries. So to answer your question, I can confidently say that Best Med, you don't have to worry about high premium increases every year.
I think that's super fantastic for a company like Best Med, looking out for our health, looking out for our budgets and our finances as well. And just to wrap up, what's been an amazing series, Dr. Dupriya, I must ask, right now, if you're a student at home and you're listening to this interview, what advice do you have for staying safe during the COVID-19 pandemic? Just before exams also.
You know, one of the sad things of human history is that we don't learn from our previous mistakes. If we go back to 1939, they had Operation Pied Piper, And in Great Britain, they decided to keep their young people safe. So they took them out of the cities into rural areas. They moved 1.5 million people, over 800,000 school children. They had trains running every 9 minutes. And they took these children all over the place and away from the cities, fearing attacks. They saved their children physically, but a decade or two later, the effects of that isolation became apparent, in especially the mental health of these children. And we're running the same risk with COVID-19, that we're protecting our young people from the virus, but we are exposing them to an environment that they're not used to, away from their friends. Their whole social network has changed. So the big advice is, stay connected. On the one hand, foster the family relationships. I know of families who find it quite difficult to spend all the time at home with one another. But this is a chance to really polish up those relationships. It can be a very precious time. The second one is stay connected to all your friends. Host virtual parties. Take coffee breaks on Zoom. Do exercises together. Put your wellness online and stay connected. And remember, love conquers all. So if that is your main motto, things will go well.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dupriya and Jared. Gentlemen, I think we've had such an enlightening session over the past 4 weeks. I think as a listener also and someone who's been taking notes, I've learned so much that I can take going forward. Definitely considering my own medical aid as a young person as soon as I finish varsity. And Dr. Jared, your focus on wellness, and I think some of the lessons and wisdom that we've taken will really go a long way. Thank you very much.